Lord Jesus, I just want to say you are such a good, good Father. You are a wonderful God. Lord, we come to you with all our brokenness. We're not trying to be perfect. We're not coming to you with the very best that we are. Because, Lord, you don't want us to be the very best. You want us to be the very best that we are, but you're not expecting that of us. You're expecting us to come to you with the brokenness that we have. You don't want us to reach perfection before we come to you. You're saying, come to me and I'll make you perfect. I'll put all those broken pieces back together and I'll make you whole again. And Lord, we come to you this morning because we believe and we know that you're the only one who can make us whole again. And Lord, I just want to say thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. And thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning, church. Good morning. You can all have your seat. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Morning. Wow, the room looks amazing. My name is Solomon. I'm going to be your host today. If you're new here, we want you to know that this is a place where you can just come as you are and just be yourself. You are in the presence of a wonderful God who truly loves you. And we are just so glad to have you here to join us this morning. And for those of you who aren't new, good morning. It's great to see you. It's great to see you. It's great to see you. It's great to see you, Matt. It's great to see all of you guys. Just want to say, actually, just turn around to your neighbor or turn to someone beside you and just high five them, pat them on the shoulder. Just say hello, Matt. You can turn around. You can turn around as well. You know, just be like, hey, how you doing? Haven't seen ages. You know, just it's nice. And if you don't want too much contact, just use an elbow. You know, you don't have to get too close, you know. Yeah. So nearly everything we bring to you here at CIT is just brought to you by volunteers. And this week, I just want to say a big thank you to one of our volunteering team. So here at CIT, we truly believe in the power of prayer. Our prayer ministry team of volunteers have a heart to just pray with people and pray for people and also just pray for the whole church community as well. And we just want to highlight them today and just say a big thank you to them for just the role that they play here at CIT. So thank you so much for everyone on that team. And if you yourself are interested in volunteering, we just want to say, you know, or you would like someone to pray with you or pray for you, you can speak to anyone wearing one of these Connect team lanyard, or the other thing you can do is you can go to mycit.info and just click on volunteer as well. With all that being said, I'd like to welcome our teaching pastor Nigel to lead us in our message. We are continuing in our series New Beginnings, and you can also follow along on mycit.info. Thanks, Nigel.
Okay, thank you. All right, good morning. Nice to see you all on this chilly morning. It's warm inside. And you made it. So, okay, January is our series on new beginning, right? New beginnings, plural. We began last week. Ian shared with us about Joshua. We're going ahead today, and we're backwards in time. We're picking up on Abraham from the Old Testament. So our title today is Abraham, Call and Response. Call and Response. What is call and response? You know, I visited a number of decades ago, or I visited Africa a couple of times, and the believers there have this practice, right? God is good. See, there's the response. You go there. This is what I picked up there. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
See, there's call, there's response. The call is God is good. The response, all the time. All the time, God is good, right? I enjoyed that. And so you have call and response. And the message today is on call and response in terms of in the life of Abraham. There was a call on one side and there's a response on the other. And we have a record of that in the Old Testament, and it's referred to a number of times in the New Testament in different ways. Okay, we're going to look at that today and relate that to our life. God, the same God who called Abraham and Abram responded, is the same God who comes to us, calls to us, and is eliciting a response from us. And that's our Christian life. That's how it proceeds. Okay, so New Testament summary, the brief version in the New Testament, comes from Acts chapter 7. sorry, the reader today. There was a reader. He had to, was called into work, so it was, it's fallen to me, and he's going to do his part next week. So I'm the reader today. Okay, Acts chapter 7, verse 2 to 4, brief summary from Stephen's message. He refers to Abraham. He says this, "The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham." The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he settled in Haran. And God said to him, "Abraham, leave your country and relatives and come to the land that I will show you." Then Abram left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. From there, after his father died, God had him move to this land in which you are now living. At that time, of course, he was in the land we know as today as Israel. So God removed, Abram has a journey from Mesopotamia, which is southern Iraq, toward the end of the Euphrates and river. And he moved to what became known to us as Israel, and in response to God. Okay, Old Testament narrative on which this is based comes from Genesis, end of chapter 11 into verse chapter 12. Okay, says this, Abram's father, referring to his father, Terah, took his son Abraham and his daughter-in-law Sarah, his son Abram's wife. So the father took the son Abram and the wife Sarah, wife of his son, and they set out together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah died in Haran. The Lord had said to Abram, so a little bit back, go back a little bit of time. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go out from your land, your relatives and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and I will curse anyone who treats you with contempt. And all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you." All the nations, all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. There's a lot of blessing there. Right? So Abraham went as the Lord told him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarah, all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they went out from the land of they went set out for the land of Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan, so they arrived at their destination. That's the little bit longer version. Okay, so we're talking about Abraham and the call and response to him. Abraham is a crucial person, even today, in looking back as in historically. Think about this from this perspective. In terms of religions of the world, of course there's a number of them, a majority of the world's population, a clear majority of the world's population today, identify them with a religion which links back to Abraham. A majority, 55% of the world's population, that would be more than 4 billion people on the earth today, 55% identify themselves with a religion which traces back to Abraham, same person. Okay, so from that perspective, Abraham and what happened to him becomes important in general and important to us here. Okay, so Abraham had this call and response. We're going to look at that. Look at the call, look at the response, and then we're going to apply it to ourselves as we go. Okay, the call, the one who does the calling, the inviting, the initiating is God, right? This is Stephen. The God, what happened? What got things rolling? What started things? What's the catalyst here? The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham. God initiated this beginning. In fact, if you read through Genesis, we're early on, chapter 12, beginning of chapter 12, God, this the same God who created, Right? Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He's the creator. He created the whole cosmos. And there's a very brief history through numerous generations, how things went. Then now, the same God who Genesis 1:1 created, now this God appears to Abraham, initiates there. And one scholar says it this way. Genesis 1:1, God calls the universe into existence. In Genesis 12:1, God calls a special people into existence. He's the creator God. He's also the God who calls a people into existence. He does that beginning with Abraham. He's the calling God. He's the same God, the one creator who created the whole universe. We know from archaeology and studies that, you know, in the ancient Middle East, there's many different people groups. The vast majority of them had many gods, right? They had the god of the mountain, the god of the valley, the god of the water, the god of the fire, god of the storm, god of the, you know, whatever. Many gods, god of the sun, god of the moon. They had many gods, polytheism. There was pagan polytheism. Out of that, the one creator God intervened and called Abraham out of that environment, right? So that's an important step. Okay, then you can ask, good question. Why Abraham is an obvious question. Did God call other people? Before, after, you know, during that time, contemporaries? It's not recorded. Did God call other people but not get a response? Possibly. We're not told. You know, we do know this, that God called Abraham and Abram responded and things began to happen, and that becomes part of our narrative that leads down to us today. So we know this. God called Abraham and there was response. Did God call others and have no response? Maybe. We don't know. If there's no response, they just disappear. They're not a blip on the radar. There's nothing to affect us. Abram responded and that impacted him and those following. Ultimately, it comes down to us in our day. Abram responded. Why Abraham? Why Abraham? And historically, you can read books, and it's interesting. In Jewish writings, they portray, you know, later Jewish writings outside the Bible, they portray Abram as Abram's a good keeper of Moses' law. Abram was a good Jew, keeping the Sabbath, keeping whatever, the law. Well, sorry, the law came later. It wasn't there with Abram. There's no record Abram even kept the Sabbath, those things. No, God did not call Abram because he was a good Jew. The whole Jewish nation came later. The writings in Islam portray Abram as the first Muslim. No, that's a lot later. God did not call Abram because he was a good Muslim. It doesn't say why God called. There's nothing there to tell us that Abram was anyone special, anyone different from anybody else. You go back to Noah, there's a contrast. With Noah, go back a few chapters. It says, Noah was righteous in his generation, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah walked with God. There's good things about Abram. There's a reason why, about Noah. There's a reason why God apparently chose Noah. At that time, he was righteous and he's walking with God, and God, yeah, something there. When you get down to Abraham, no, nothing. It tells us nothing. Abraham was not special. Abraham was not different from others. He was not outstanding. He was not more righteous. He was not more holy, not more anything. Abraham was your regular person. God appeared, God initiated, God came to him. The initiative was with God. In fact, the passage, a later passage, when Joshua's reviewing the history later, he says this in Joshua 24. He says, the Lord says to the people at his time, long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, Abram's father, they lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, that's Abram's family background. Yeah, they lived beyond the river, southern Iraq, Euphrates, and they worshipped other gods. They were the same as others, many gods, gods of the sea, valley, storm, national god, local god, maybe family gods, all kinds of things. God is God, and God chooses. God makes the choice, right? God has sovereign choice, right? Paul says later in the New Testament, God called me by his grace. God called me by his grace, and God was pleased to reveal his son. The initiative is God, not based on what we are, who we are, not because we're better, not because we're worse. God initiates. God was pleased. Why Abraham? God's sovereignty. And Abraham responded, why you? Why me? Good question. How about consider that? Here's a family photo. Recognize anybody?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
Which one's me? Which one's me? The handsome one. They say, who's the handsome one? I was born British family, in England family. Okay, I have an older brother. My mom had twins. Two for the price of one. So that's me and my older brother. He was 30 minutes older than me, which he reminded me all the time we were growing up. I'm older than you. Okay, that's you. That's me on the left. I'm holding the bear, teddy bear. The bear was called Allison. I remember that. You say, why? I don't know. Okay, that's my older brother, Philip. He's in London, UK, and my twin brother is close to Manchester. Me. Okay, we grew up together. Think about it. My parents had become Christians. They didn't, right? Before I was born, they were believers. So when I was, you know, in diapers, they brought me, we have kids ministry, Sunday school. They brought me into Sunday school when I was in diapers. So I learned, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, right? So I learned that all the way. We went through from the young, different age. Okay, at a certain point in time, when I was around 10, there was somebody came, his name was Mr. Bannister, right? This is a long time ago. This is almost 60 years ago. His name was Mr. Bannister, and he gave a message to the kids, all the children and the kids, right? Sunday school. And he told us, you know, we were sinners and we needed forgiveness and we needed to accept Jesus into our life. And that, you know, okay, I was touched. That day, among all the days, think about it. I had heard many messages. I had heard many stories. I had heard many applications. But that day, there was something moved, touched me, and I responded. He said, go home, kneel down by your bed, pray, ask God to forgive you, ask Jesus, forgive your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart, into your life. I did that. Praise the Lord. I responded. That was the day God's call got through, and I responded, right? That day, not before, right? Okay. My brothers grew up. My twin brother were the same. Okay, that day I responded. He responded different day, different time. Right? Why? You can say, okay, it's God, up to God, God's sovereignty. When God touches us, moves us, it's, right? It's of God who calls. That doesn't, you know, God is the one who's trying to reach us, trying to touch us. Okay. But when exactly he's able to get through, when, where, how he's able to get through to us depends on God, right? However, you know, the other side is our response. That day God called me, that was my response. You know, that doesn't mean that, so it depends on God who calls. New Testament says it's not of the one who wills, the one who runs, it's of God who calls, right? So God's, this whole thing, the initiative is with God. God calls us and we respond. However, that doesn't mean that, okay, it's all up to God. No, you and I can should do our part. Think about it. If you have children, yeah, you can't decide my child, my children will get saved and they should be saved, and right? No, but you can prepare the way and you should, right? You know, if you read them Bible stories, you pray with your children, you pray for your children, you live as a Christian before them, right? And you testify and do other things, right? Okay, you prepare the way. Paul says this, I planted, it's a, right? Sowing the seed, seed and plant. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. I planted the seed, Apollos watered the seed and the plant, but God gave the growth. God made to grow. So with you and I, there's God's side, there's our side. We plant the seed, we try, we endeavor, do our part, and God brings the result. Okay, so God called Abraham, and we know this, God, Abraham responded to that. So we can't make it happen. Actually, sometimes neither can we stop what God is doing. You know, sometimes God moves, and sometimes we want God to move, and that's maybe not the time. Sometimes God moves, we want to stop, and that doesn't work either. God is God. And he works. It doesn't depend on human will, human effort. It's on God who shows mercy. Okay, God called Abraham, right? We have God who called, and it's God's initiative. God called Abraham. What was exactly was the call? What exactly did Abraham call? Was Abraham called to do? Answer is God called Abraham to come out, to leave, to get out. Get out of your country, out of your kindred, your people group, out of your father's house, your extended family, and come to the land I show you. We can show you a map to get the idea. Abram was down bottom right, what is today the southern part of Iraq, in what was then Ur of the Chaldees. God called Abram out of that country, out of that people group, even maybe ethnic, cultural, language group, and come to the land that God showed. And then the account says, Abram and his father went up to the north, Haran, on the way. That was the major route. Went up to the top, Haran. Then later, Abraham and Sarah, his wife, went down to the area in the rectangle, Israel. God called him out of this country, his nation, out of his land. And God called him out of his people group, his kindred, and out of his father's house. Those things would have been associated with various gods. There were gods, pagan gods of the land, pagan gods of the city, and Abraham was involved in those things. God called him out. What is God calling you out of? What is God calling you out of? We'll come back to that. Notice also, it's important to know, God asked Abram to do something, come out of your land, country, extended family, and come into another land that I will show you. But God also promised. The calling God is the promising God, right? And though we read those verses. God said, Abram, come out. I will make from you a great nation. I will bless you, make your name great. I will bless those who bless you. I'll curse those who hold you in contempt. And I will make you a blessing, Abraham, and in you, through you, all the families, nations of the earth will be blessed. God is going to bless Abraham. That's God's promise to Abraham. That's the incentive, right? God says, Abram, yes, I'm asking you to do this, but I will make you from you a great nation. I will bless you, and through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed, right? Fast forward, So there's a promise. Through Abram, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Abram develops into a nation. Abram, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob has sons, nation of Israel, and so on. We go down. Then that's the Old Testament. We get to Matthew 1:1. It says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Jesus Christ, the son of Abraham. God says, Abram, through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Eventually, through him, eventually comes Jesus Christ. That's the New Testament. Okay, Jesus Christ comes as the means, as the way. God is going to bless all the nations. So, the New Testament tells us, Christ has redeemed us. He died for us, died for our sins, resurrected. Christ has redeemed us in order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the nations in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way, that blessing promised. 2000 BC, it's fulfilled in Christ and it comes to the nations, even us today, 2000 AD. God's blessing comes to us in Jesus Christ. Okay, that's the promised blessing. Okay. Abram, because Abram responded, there's a record. If Abram hadn't responded, there wouldn't be a blip on the radar. Abram responded. God calls, but it needs a response. Abram responded. New Testament tells us, and in fact, Genesis also says, Abram's response, the first thing, the crucial thing, Abram responded by faith. By faith. Abram responded. New Testament Hebrews tells us, by faith, Abram obeyed to go out. Yes, God called him out. By faith, Abram obeyed to go out to a land which God would show him. And he went out not knowing where he was going. He did it by faith. Faith is a response to God, God's word, God's promise. It says yes. It says yes. I trust, I believe this God, the creator God who calls, who promises. I believe, I take him at his word and I respond to him by faith. God looks for faith, belief. God, and right when we say we're justified by faith, it's saying God sees that faith, that response, that accepts his word, his promise, that believes it. And God says, yes. I like that. I approve of that. I agree with that. I take that. That's the right response. We're justified by faith. Abram responded. Then Abram obeyed to go out. So Abram left his country, et cetera, right? And came to the land, right? So, all right, he responded. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the response. What's your response? What's my response? Abram, you know, and Abram went out. He didn't know how this whole thing would unfold, right? I think that's helpful. Sometimes, you know, some of us want to plan every step. We want to know ahead of time what's going to happen if I do this. What's the next step? Where's this going to lead? What's the next 10 steps? Abram went out, it says, God says, to a land which I will show you. And Abram obeyed to go out without knowing where he was going. He didn't know his final destination. He didn't know where God would lead him. He didn't know all the steps, but Abram responded by faith. Sometimes we don't know all the steps, but God is looking for us to respond. If we have a feeling from him, a calling from him, to respond, and then he'll be with us in that response. Okay, so what does God want? Think about Abram. God appeared to Abraham. God spoke to Abraham, right? God wants to start a relationship with him. God wants Abram to begin to know God, to interact with this God. Leave behind the other gods, the storm god, fire god, water god, whatever god. Okay, respond to the true God who's the creator, who's calling you, right? He wants us to know him. And he wants us to believe his word. What was the word Abram had? You know, we have a whole Bible. What did Abram have? Abram had Here, a little bit of history he'd heard from his forefathers. And Abram had the word which God spoke to him. Abraham, which we read. Abraham, leave your country, your kindred, your father's house, to a land which I will show you, and I will bless you in this way, that way, the other way. That was the sum total of the word from God to Abraham. Abram responded. What do you and I have? We have a lot more word. God has spoken a lot more, revealed a lot more, shown a lot more as a basis for us to respond. God wants us to know him. God wants you and I to believe his word, embrace it. And God wants us to act upon it, what he tells us to do. God called Abram out. God's, right? Maybe, we have various people in various situations. What is God calling you out of? And what is he calling you into? God called Abram out of something, into something, for something, and that was a new beginning. God is calling you and I out of something, into something, for a new beginning. Number one, God calls us out of unbelief. God calls us out of unbelief. We're not at the time of Abraham where we just have that simple promise. The promise to Abraham, you will be blessed and you will be a blessing. That promise was fulfilled in Jesus Christ and the message of Jesus Christ, his death, his resurrection comes to us as the gospel. That contains the promise of Abraham. You want the promise of Abraham? It comes to you and I in Jesus Christ, in his life, in his death, in his resurrection. God is calling you today. You want the blessing of Abraham? Come out of unbelief. Respond to God's call. Respond to what God has done in Jesus Christ. You say, yes, Lord. You say, I don't have faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Right? So listen more. Read the Bible more. Right? Faith will come. Faith will be generated. God calls us, number one, out of unbelief. God, you're a Christian. You're a believer. Number two, God calls us out of passivity, out of complacency. The Christian life is a life of discipleship. It's a life of following Jesus. We sang the chorus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Right? I have decided to follow Jesus. Following Jesus is a journey. It's progress. It's advancing in our Christian life. Are you advancing? God is calling to advance. God is calling us to progress in our Christian life. Not to stay where we are. Not to be complacent. God calls us. God wants us to know him more. God wants us to have a closer relationship with him. God wants more response to us. Maybe God is calling you. You want to know him more? Read the Bible. You want to know him more? Pray. Pray more, right? Be exercised to pray. You say, I don't know how to pray. Start with what we know as the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. That's a good prayer. Start with that. You can use that as a base to go forward. God calls us out of our passivity. God's calling us to advance in our Christian life. Knowing him, reading the Bible, being changed by him, prayer to him, serving him. Number three, God calls us out of isolation. God calls us out of isolation. God from Abraham wanted to make a nation, became God's people. We today are part of God's people by faith. Abram responded by faith. We respond by faith in Jesus Christ. We become in God's family. In a sense, Abram's the father of faith. God's desire for you and I as Christians is not you and I alone. It's be part of this family, this community which God has. I talked to a brother last night. He said, I've been very busy. I haven't been able to come to meetings. And I feel my Christian life is not doing well. Yeah. it's not doing well. Part of that is, you know, you've not gathered, you're on your own, you're isolated, then okay, it's not going to go well. You, as Christians, were made to be part of God's family, God's community. Maybe God is calling you out of that isolation to make time to gather together Sunday, gather together in your community group. That's the way we mutually support and strengthen and encourage one another. God is calling us out. What is God calling you out of? Unbelief? Believe in Jesus. What is God calling you out of? Passivity? Okay. Have some exercise in your Christian life to advance, to progress. Is God calling you out of isolation? Being independent, isolated from others. God's calling you into community of his people. Maybe God's calling you to serve. There's different ways. Let's respond. Let's have a response. Abram responded by faith. Let us respond. How about we pray? Lord, we thank you. You're the same God. You're the God who had, by your grace, you called Abraham. You called him out of some things because you wanted to bless him. You wanted to do things in his life. Lord, pray. Lord, today you're still calling us. Lord, call each of us wherever we are. Call us forward out of where we are into what you have for us. We pray, Lord. Oh, Jesus, call us out of passivity. Energize us toward you. Motivate us, we pray. Lord, and you call us into community. We pray we could experience more of being your family here on earth and here in Toronto, we pray. Lord, bless everybody here as we go forth this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All God's people said? Amen. Amen. Let me try again. All God's people said? Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to ask you to stand up as we sing the last song. Thank you. If you're able to stand, please stand.
church this morning, we sing this all together. I will rest.
Oh, I will rest in your promises, my confidence is your faithfulness. I will rest in your promises, my confidence is your faithfulness.
Promises, because they are yes and amen. We thank you for your love, and we thank you because you have called us out in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can all have your seat. You can all have your seat. As Nigel was sharing that message, I was thinking of something so special and wonderful in my life. I don't know if anyone knows this, but I grew up in a Muslim background. And so growing up, when I reflect on my life, I used to watch this TV show when I was younger, and it talked about God, and it talked about who Jesus was and how he was a savior. Now, as a Muslim child, I never really thought of it that much, like, Jesus, who is it? And then as I was growing up, I would go into churches and just debate people and try and convert them away. And now I'm here. And so it's just incredible to see that the person who made the initial call was Christ. It was him who made the call in my life. And so it's just amazing. I don't know what your background is. I don't know where, you know, where you lie or what's going on in your life. But if you reflect back, you can see that God is the one who made that initial call. And he's just bringing you on. Yeah, thank you so much for coming this morning. If you'd like to learn more about God or about CIT, you can connect with anyone wearing one of these Connect Team lanyard, and they'll be more than happy to speak with you. If you want, you can speak to myself after the service. You can speak to Nigel. You can speak to your neighbor that you were kind of bumping earlier on or high-fiving earlier on. You can speak to them if you want. Or you can simply just head over to mycit.info and just click on connect and just register your details, and we're more than happy to speak to you there. We have our CIT cafe just about to start outside, so please just feel free to enjoy some snacks, some coffee. And just before you do, just please pick up your kids downstairs beforehand if you have any. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you guys next weekend. Thank you so much for coming. God loves you. God bless you. And God is with you. And we love you so much as well. Have a nice day, okay? Bye.